My name's Michelle O'Rourke. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The day today is the 13th of September 2009, and the time is now 8:21 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from, please?
Yeah, my name's Anna Siddle. I'm 36, and I currently live in Newcastle upon Tyne.
And how are you feeling?
Fine, thank you.
You're tired?
A little bit.
Can you tell me a little bit about your journey down from Newcastle?
I came down. When did I come down? In two parts. I drove down halfway on Friday and then got a lift down on Saturday morning and then got a train over from Kent last night.
Were you staying with friends?
Stayed in a hotel.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
No, absolutely not at all. Sorry. I knew about the Plinth project, but this particular one, I really don't know how I heard about it. I presume through press or reading or publicity. I really don't know.
It doesn't matter. Did you apply, you know, at the beginning, or was it quite recent?
I think probably fairly near. Probably at the beginning. Yeah. When it came out, so I must have seen a leaflet or something, I guess.
When did you find out you had a place?
I can't remember. About a month ago, maybe. Does that seem about right? Yeah.
And how did you feel when you found out?
It's one of those things, you sort of enter these things and never think you'll come up on it, and so I hadn't really thought about what that meant, so, yeah.
And how have you decided to spend your time up there?
I was going to have a cup of coffee and do the crossword and read the paper, which is what I'd normally do this time on a Sunday morning, or possibly slightly later. Have a look around and see what it's like just being up there.
Have you been down to London recently?
No, I haven't been down in a while. No.
How long do you think it's been?
I'm down for work, but then you sort of don't see any of London, so I came down a month or so ago. Before that, not sure.
Did you come to Trafalgar Square when you came last time?
No. Oh, it's literally just come to the work and go back. Yeah. No, I haven't seen. I haven't been in Trafalgar Square until today.
How do you find the atmosphere there?
It's quite nice on an early Sunday morning. Peaceful. Not too many people around.
Can I ask what you do for a living?
I work with libraries and museums. Which is supporting them with various programmes, business, governance, improvement, standards.
Are you based in an office or are you based in a library or do you?
No, I'm work across the north of England, but I'm based at home.
What was it specifically about this project do you think that appealed to you? Why did you want to take part?
I just thought, why not? So, I mean, being in Newcastle, obviously there'd been the other projects, so the opening of the Baltic and the Domain Field and things like that, and various things like that, and I'd never quite got round to doing anything about it. So, yeah, just thought, why not?
So you were aware of Anthony Gormley's work, obviously, before this project?
Yeah. The thing in Newcastle with the Angel of the North, you can't really miss it.
What are your feelings about it? Do you like it or not?
The Angel. It's there. You see it when you get home. It indicates that you're almost home when you're travelling back. You see it from the train, you see it from the A1, often stuck in a traffic jam on the A1. It's there.
Did you choose three words to describe yourself on the profile? Did you not do that?
I haven't quite done that yet. But I will.
What do you think? Which words do you think you might choose?
I don't know who are going to describe me, but I just thought, well, why not? Just as a, not really state me, but describe the whole thing. It's, why not?
Do you quite often do things which are spontaneous and just because, for the hell of it, because you feel like it?
It's not exactly spontaneous putting into a ballot and then having to wait months and months to do it, but I mean, you can easily knock the project and just say it's a bit odd, but we thought might as well see what it's actually like to actually do it. So.
Have you watched any of it on the internet?
A little bit, but not very much. So. Not as much as I probably should have done.
What kinds of things have you enjoyed watching? Or what kinds of things have, you know, have held your attention perhaps?
Well, I was just looking to see what people had done and the variety of things, and to see how many people treated like an audition for the X Factor, or whether people wanted to have a message or not and use it as a platform, or just be up there.
Did you consider various ideas before deciding on what you're going to do?
It was the first thing I thought of, and yes, I then thought about other things, about whether you should use the time to do something else, but as it was the first thing I thought of, I stuck with it.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Interesting question. I don't know. I don't know.
Does work take up quite a lot of your time?
No, a little bit. Yeah, a bit.
Were you always very into books when you were a child?
Books,
were you into books and reading?
I guess. Well, because of the library. Yeah, but library's about learning, it's about knowledge, it's about opportunity, it's about the internet, it's about how you access information, how you make use of information. Books is one aspect of it.
So how do you think it's changed?
Libraries. Well, I mean, the whole libraries, museums and archives, they're, I don't know about change, but it's how people use them and the opportunities people have to use them.
What kind of opportunities are there for people? Like, what might be on offer?
Pretty much everything. I mean, you've got a whole range of specialist staff, you've got access to mostly free access to the internet, the information, the reading for fun. You've got everything from your book clubs for children, you've got gigs in libraries in Lancashire, it's education opportunities, informal education opportunities.
Are you looking forward to doing, going on a plinth this morning?
Yes. I'm slightly concerned about, I don't know how high it will feel. But, yeah. We'll have to see.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?